A Ghost's Guide to London, Episode 5, Shoreditch. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. Produced by London Language Experience.
Well, hello again, my travelling friend. I hope you're ready to continue our tour with me, Lord Geoffrey, the Ghost of London. Of course you are. Let's go. Now, you jump on this bus, and I'll meet you on the top deck where we can admire the view. Ah, you took your time. Anyway, on with the tour. We're heading into Shoreditch, otherwise known as the coolest place in London. It's full of stylish people, artists, musicians, and fashion designers. It's a place where the graffiti looks like modern art, and everything, including haircuts, is ironic. Shoreditch is very, very trendy. It wasn't always this cool, though. The name Shoreditch probably comes from the phrase sewer ditch, which refers to the place where, well, let's just say that when you flush the toilet, it has to go somewhere. Ah, this is our stop. I'll meet you on the pavement. Follow me. Today, we're going to be visiting one of my favourite record shops in the capital. I'm spinning the decks tonight. And I need to pick up a new record or two to really get the party started. Now, I have to warn you that the lady who runs this shop is a bit strange. She talks in a mostly made-up language that I believe is considered rather cool around these parts. But between you and me, it's complete and utter nonsense. Fortunately for you, I'm down with the kids. So I'll be able to translate what she's saying into normal English so that you can understand it. Come on, it's through here.
Wicked, wicked, yeah, yeah, wicked, wicked, yeah, 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 wicked, 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 yeah, yeah.
Excuse me?
Wicked, oh, wicked, oh, wicked, yeah, yeah, wicked, 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 wicked.
Excuse me?
Word up! Whoa! Nice, Freds! How are you keeping?
Okay, here we go. I'll translate for you. What she's actually saying is, "Hello, I like your clothes. How are you today?" "I'm fine, thank you. I'm DJing at a party later, and I was wondering if you had a copy of the new Elton John single."
"Elton John? Name kinda rings a bell. But if my ears ain't buzzing by now, then they must be well dead."
She said, "Elton John, that name sounds familiar, but if I haven't heard of them, they must be rubbish." "Okay then, surely you have the new Coldplay album in stock."
"That be some grandparents' party you'll be ripping it up at tonight to be considering spinning that dull mush up, lol."
She said, "That's going to be a boring party you're DJing at tonight if you're planning to play such dull music, which I find funny." "It's actually a very groovy party, I'll have you know. I'll tell you what, have you got the new record by the crunkcore artist Bang Bang Holla?"
"Bang Bang Holla, sweet! That is a banging tune, man, bear good. I can throw that in your bag for cheap PayPal, bruv."
She said, "I think the new Bang Bang Holla record is very good indeed, and I can sell it to you at a great price." "Wonderful! I'll take that, please. Is there anything similar you could recommend?"
"You gave me mixed up messages when you walked in, bruv. But now I'm gonna let myself roll with you. Check, mashy mashy." Oh. That is sick! sick, man. And your people at the party blood, we gotta learn them. Loving it, loving it, loving it, loving it, loving it, loving it. Ah, loving it, loving it, loving it, loving it, loving it, loving it. Loving it.
Okay. She said, I thought you were boring when you first came in. But now that I know you're actually into cool music, I'm going to help you out. Have a listen to Mashy Mashy. It's excellent. And I think you should help educate the people at the party tonight by playing it to them. It sounds great. I'll take a copy. Is there anything else you think I might like?
If you got some mad skills on the decks, you should try spinning some ABCBA. It is straight out of Compton, believe.
She said, if you're a good DJ, then you could try mixing some ABCBA, which is fantastic music. Well, I believe I have the necessary mad skills, so I'll take both those records, please. How much do I owe you?
One sec, bruv. That's 24 coinage, respect.
£24. Here you go. Thanks very much.
Big up the grandparents' party, bruv. Boom! Ooh, wicked, wicked, wicked. Yeah, yeah, wicked, wicked. Yeah, 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 wicked, wicked. Yeah, yeah, wicked, wicked. Yeah, wicked, wicked. Yeah. Wicked, yeah.
She said, have a good time at the party. Speaking of which, I need to get going or I'll be late. I'll show you to your bus stop. It's just up this street. This part of Shoreditch is famous for parties, club nights and raves. In fact, I'll never forget the first time I came here. I remember thinking, this music is absolutely awful. All beats and bleeps, no melody, no choruses. It was in the evening and all these people were doing what I can only describe as stupid dancing. Shaking their bodies all over the place with their hands in the air. Some were blowing on whistles. But I'll try anything once. So I joined them and started to move slowly in time to the music, which started to build up and up. And up, I began moving faster and faster. People started cheering, and before I knew it, I had my hands in the air, shouting like a lunatic. Well, here we are at your bus stop. I would like to take you along to the party, but it looks like you're wearing the wrong type of shoes. See you next time!